This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wanted to bring up one other topic. I don't know if you've been picking up on this. What's going on in the Dominican Republic? Six U.S. tourist deaths. The shooting of David Ortiz. And obviously, this is a huge problem for the tourism industry in the Dominican Republic. Having been there, my daughter's high school senior trip, you know, I it was okay. I mean, I think the water in Florida is prettier, and I think the beaches in Florida are prettier. And if it's not safe, I mean, I'm kind of curious, when's enough enough? More and more people are beginning to come forward telling about the horror stories that they've had in the Dominican Republic. And not unlike some of these other investigations that we've been talking about, more and more folks step up and begin to reveal circumstances and evidence about things that are out of the ordinary and are a problem. And it's interesting to me as to when folks are going to say enough is enough and we're done with the Dominican Republic already. 2.7 million Americans visit the Dominican Republic annually, and we account for 47% of all tourists. And I don't know if you listen to one of the major hotel operators. He's a billionaire in Dominican Republic. Yesterday, they interviewed him. And I think he may be the head of the Tourism Industry Association there. And basically, he just wrote this off as being that, you know, the Dominican Republic has all of these all-inclusive resorts, and people tend to eat too much and drink too much. And basically, what he was saying is that we were eating and drinking ourselves to death. Unfortunately, that doesn't really align with the toxicology reports that are coming out and the cause of death reports that are being reported in the Dominican Republic. So what that tells me is they're not taking this seriously. And if they're not taking this seriously, why would I want to carry my butt down to Dominican Republic and spend my hard-earned money when I can go to Florida and bathe in prettier water and nicer beaches? And I know that when I call the local authorities, I'm going to get a much better response than what they're getting down there. I don't know. It's just something to think about. When is enough going to be enough that we shut this down? You can't even go to the little bar in your hotel room and pour yourself a drink without worrying about whether or not you're going to be poisoned, which is what happened in some cases. And more people, there are now even websites to report people getting violently ill after having poured a drink. Because just kind of like the Mexican resorts, they're becoming notorious for watering down liquor so that you don't get an actual pour. You want to really upset somebody from New Orleans? Mess with our liquor. Another reason not to go to the Dominican Republic. We'll be right back after the break. This is Newell on WWL. Get a lot of texts about how nice their visits were to the Dominican Republic. You know, it was nice. I'm not saying it wasn't nice, but I'm saying that if I want to minimize risk, and they had some folks that were, I was watching a story last night about bleach and some other chemicals being poured into some of these whiskey dispensers in some of the rooms, and more reports are coming out. They're still waiting on a number of toxicology reports. And it just seems to me, I don't believe in coincidences. Why are all of these stories kind of revealing themselves all at the same time? You have David Ortiz, who's getting, you know, shot in the back. They've made one arrest. There's a story that's out there that some, folks, it was a hit, on him. They tried to say it was an armed robbery. That didn't look like an armed robbery in the video that I saw. I don't know about you. And some of the local authorities are saying these tourists died of natural causes, and the State Department has yet to issue a travel warning, and they're trying to find some connection between the deaths and whether or not there's foul play. And then there's this story of this horrendous beating of this woman outside of her room that took place over a number of hours. And they're saying that she's now made this up, and they're saying, no, that's not the case. You're wrong. And there are any number of folks that are talking about robberies and things of that nature. And, you know, the Dominican Republic obviously is big time defending themselves because they're concerned about the multi-million-dollar tourism industry. Well, get it right. Get these folks to do it right and protect our citizens that are visiting there. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, I'll go to Key West.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.